All right, and this is where we be right about now. I want to share with you just a little bit of what you can expect throughout the rest of the week. On Wednesday, I'm going to return to what I've been doing before, and that is giving you 1 hour of a Sunday broadcast. And so I know I didn't give you part 7 of Communicating with God, and it's actually a wrap-up of that discussion. There's more that we could discuss, no doubt about it. But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up to what we did on Sunday, May 19th. And then we had some special programming going the 2 weeks following that. And so I still wanted to do what I normally do, and that is bring back 1 hour of Sunday's broadcasting. And so I'm going to do that this Wednesday, part 7, the wrap-up of the discussion, Communicating with God. I really think it is such an honor for us to be able to communicate with God, to talk with him, to have him. And when I say talk with, please catch on to that now, to talk with him. I know that, again, we could think about our favorite athlete, our favorite coach, on whatever level, high school, college, pro, our favorite coach, our favorite politician, whether a local politician, someone serving on the state level, someone serving on the national level. You might even think about a leader outside of America who you really, really admire. I mean, really admire and would love to talk with. You may have a religious leader who you really admire and you really would love to be able to just sit down and chat with them for even 15 minutes. It would just make your day, your week, your month, maybe even your year. Ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about God, we're talking about the person who made all of these other people we'd love to talk with. He's responsible for their existence, has given many of them the talents and the skills that we admire about them. And to be able to talk with him, not just for one moment in time, one day, for 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, enjoying lunch with him, lunch and a conversation. No, but able to spend time, 15 minutes every day, 30 minutes every day, an hour every day, 3 hours every day, talking with God, being encouraged by him, being empowered by him, being strengthened by him, corrected by him, all of which is important. Man, when you have somebody who you can trust to let you know where you're going wrong and they're doing it for your good, and someone like God who knows everything, leaves out no details, can tell you everything you know about how to get things right. What a friend. What a person to be able to talk with. Communicating with God, the wrap-up of that discussion this Wednesday. We're also going to take a look at this whole business of being stressed. Stressed, stressed, stressed. Any of you feeling stressed at any point? Have any of you experienced stress this year? Would you say 3 times? We're already into June. Before we know it, we'll be halfway through the month of June. Have you experienced stress 3 times this year? 8 times this year? Would you say all year? Stressed. We're going to be looking at some of the causes of it. But you know we're going to be talking about some solutions to it as well. So that's this Thursday. On Friday, Power Friday, employers, owners, managers, employers in general, black business owners, managers in particular, we're going to be talking about ways that you can go about keeping your employees and keeping your customers. Now, that's important, ladies and gentlemen. It's important that we gain good employees. It's important that we gain good, reliable, faithful customers. But it's also important that we keep them to whatever extent possible. Now, one of the good things about business is understanding, realizing that regardless of ethnicity, there are people who really get it right, owners and managers, who really get it right. And they do right by their employees, and they do right by their customers. They just do an outstanding job. And then, of course, we have people who only do okay. People of every ethnicity who only do okay when it comes to taking good care of their employees, taking good care of their customers. Some people, some leaders will take good care of the customers, but only to an extent, because they won't take good care of their employees. Now, I know you might be wondering, hold up now. You said they'll take good care of their customers, but only to an extent, because they won't take good care of their employees. What do you mean by that? This is what I mean by that. To the extent that an owner of a company, the managers of the company, mistreat the employees, they make it that much harder for those mistreated employees to give their customers their best. The owner slash manager walks in day after day with an attitude, has all kinds of poor communication habits with regards to communicating with employees, can be so kind and so professional when addressing customers. And that's good. But that same kindness, that same professionalism should be extended to the employees as well. And to the extent that owners slash managers make the work environment miserable for the employees, they disempower. They make it that much more difficult for the employees to be at their best so that they can give their best. They make it difficult for the employees to feel their best, certainly emotionally. And if they stress their employees out enough, they can have them not feeling their best physically either. Preoccupied mentally because of all the pressure, unnecessary pressure that the boss is putting on them. And after a while, they truly don't have enough energy left to give to customers. It's not always that employees cop an attitude. Some do. Some are going to have a bad attitude no matter how good the owners slash managers are. And in those cases, the owners slash managers need to do something about that. But it really pays for the owners and managers to do their part to make sure that they are doing their part to set everyone else up for success, helping to do their part to create a positive, pleasant work environment, a pleasant atmosphere, so that at least the employees have a fighting chance to bring their best each day that they come to work. Again, now, it's up to the employees to do their part too. But having said all of that, I do want you to know this. That is not what is going to be discussed on Friday. That's going to be the topic, keeping your customers, keeping your employees, keeping your customers. I just wanted to interject that right now, the point that I just made right now. Invite you to join me this Friday for Power Friday as we share with owners and managers ways that you can go about making a good effort, a pointed effort, a well-informed effort to keep your employees and to keep your customers. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on the link that's labeled this week's guests and topics, and find out what else we have lined up. When we get back, I shared that bit with you, a power note, I guess we can call it, a power moment about keeping our employees, just as a bit of a a heads up in advance of what we'll be discussing in more detail this Friday. So when we come back, we'll go ahead and get started with being happy on purpose. How many of you suppose that you can really be happy?